What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you stop by shop.doggydiamondstv.com and pick up your Discipline snapback and t-shirt. Without discipline, I wouldn't have been able to lose 117 pounds. So I decided to create a clothing line to reflect my healthy lifestyle change and my mental change. Without discipline, we're lost. So get you some clothing to help you stay focused like I did. What does the symbol mean? Inside of the symbol is the Kokunan, which is a West African symbol for discipline and nurture. Around it is a circle with arrows that stands for routine, repetition, and completion. You got all types of colors that you can match up with. So make sure you pick up your snapback and your t-shirt now in your favorite colors for yourself or a friend. Thank you. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. It ain't going to be the long ones like we normally do, but because we going to get right into it today. We got motherfucker Al Pac here.
Al Peasley, Gangrene General. You already free Big Avail.
Yeah, so you saying free Big Avail. A lot of people was thinking that he was free already. Where did that rumor start?
It came from French. You know, at the time Summer Jam came out, he talking about Max going to perform at Summer Jam. I knew that wasn't true, but everybody else believed it.
Damn, so the whole world was hyped that Max B was going to be on Summer Jam. So you knew it wasn't true from the gate.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. Max B time, I seen French tweet something out there. Wiz Khalifa was tweeting something out there that initially the world believed or thought that Max B got 75 years. And then he got his sentence reduced. And then they're tweeting that he'll be out in 2 years and all that. Can you clarify, when is Max B coming home?
I mean, they gave him a time reduction from 75 to 20. I hooked him up with a couple guys I know. They put that money up to help get his lawyer. I had to put my career on hold and all that. But he'll be whole, I say, like a year and a half, 2 years. If he do good, that's up to him.
So. You put your people who put somebody else put money up for Max?
Yeah. This independent label I was messing with. I ain't gonna say no names. But I told them, yo, I got my brother in the can. I want you to help him out the best way you can.
So everybody who's on this free Max B campaign coming home, they not putting no money.
They ain't putting nothing up. They ain't putting nothing up. I put my career on hold. And that was 4 or 5 years ago.
So, what is are you good with Wiz Khalifa?
Man. Wiz, you know, we got this Taylor Wave project and all that about to drop and all that. Wiz, my guy, I'm the one that told him about the time reduction.
Wow,
that's why Wiz tweeted that.
French, is everything all good with French?
I ain't talked to French in like 4 or 5 years. Last time I talked to him, he charged me for a song and a video.
Did Max B go in at the time? Was it at
Max? Max, he was in the can at the time.
So when Max B went in, everything changed with everybody, I guess.
Yeah, basically.
So has French been trying to help him with his appeal and all that shit?
Nah, not that I know of. I'm the reason why he's coming home.
Wow.
I'm the reason why he got that time reduction.
Wow. So how many he got in right now? It's about like 7 or something like that? Or my math?
He went in 09, so you could say, plus he had a year in, so you could say like 7, 8.
Okay. So he's eligible for parole in a year and a half. I'm just confused right now because I remember it used to be you, Mac Mustard, Grease, French, Max B.
Everything was a family.
Yeah, y'all was all together. Bigger Threat, we gotta shout out Bigger Threat. Y'all all was together doing music and all that. So when Max left, did everything change? Did everybody split up?
Yeah, like everybody sort of went their separate ways. But, you know, I got that work out there, so I kept reaching out to people, trying to work with them. If I ain't going to keep reaching out to people trying to kiss your ass, you ain't going to want to work. I'm going to do my own thing.
So all right, because I know the world is confused right now. Who should we listen to when it comes to Max B's affair? Because we got French saying one thing. We got Wiz saying one thing. What you telling us is coming from you.
Yeah.
And then I know you for being his man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that for a fact when I see him.
I mean, you gotta look at the track record.
Okay,
go ahead. Whoever got the most lies, don't believe him.
Damn. That's crazy. So Gangrene, who's the members of Gangrene?
Me, Mac Mustard, Max, Young Glows, and that's it.
What's up with Bruno? He's still
Nah, Bruno, he's still around, but he's still around. Shout out to Mike Bruno.
Did this situation, what toll did it take on you as your friend, you know, potentially got sentenced at one point to 75 fucking years?
I mean, shit, that shit hurt me because I knew Max, like, our shit go way before the music. Like, me and my nigga grew up together. Mm-hmm. So I heard that. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you on a pill, to help get that shit reduced or anything. It took some time, but I did it.
So everybody, because Max got a lot of love. Even Jay-Z said, starting to the Max, I'm so wavy. A lot of people didn't pick that up. I was like, he said that. I was like, that's Max B right there.
Yeah, everybody shout Max out.
Did it bother you? Because I'm going to tell you what bothered me. I'm going to keep it real. To see him fighting for his life, fighting for his freedom, and everybody do this. And then when you get convicted, everybody want to say how great you was and how you was about to be this and do that. Did that bother you? That?
Yeah, because they should show them all that love when he was out here doing this thing.
And the situation with Jim Jones, is it where's that at today?
I mean, last time I seen Jim was at the Wiz Khalifa Snoop Dogg concert, and it was all good.
Okay.
You know, I was Dolly, me and my guy Hoffa. He was with a bunch of people, and it was all love.
Nah, that's good, because I said on Twitter, motherfuckers wanted to argue with me. I said the music that Max made and Jim made was fucking incredible. That's the best music.
Nah, you can't deny that.
G's up.
You can't deny that.
Even the M.O.B. mixtape, retarded. Recipe Stack Bundle, Mel Matrix. That's fucking classic shit. And I think the world got hip to Max B. after the fact, but us in New York knew who he was from the mixtape scene, and you know, him burning it down. So he definitely put in his work. When you speak to Max, what's his spirits like now?
Nah, his spirits is up, man. He got that time reduction. Say he ready to come home and work, get back to it.
What was his work ethic like? Cause I remember him like this dude to do like 900 songs in a fucking day. What was his work ethic like?
Nah, it's crazy. Like, you go over there, go to the studio, be there all day. I say on a good day, we could get like 10 songs done, 24 hours, probably more than that.
So right now, what's you said you got the what is it called, Taylor Wave?
Yeah, Taylor Wave project with me and Wiz Khalifa. You know, I went out to Cali, got up with Wiz, we did 9 songs in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is done. Is already when you expecting that to drop?
We're waiting for a couple of what's the name, waiting for his deal to go through, but hopefully by the end of the summer.
Dope.
Yeah.
We in the summer now, so you know. So okay. Chinks is the one. Max introduced Chinks to French, right?
Yeah.
Where was you at when you heard Chinks pass?
Shit, I was in Harlem. That shit hit me hard.
And I know Max and Chinks fuck with each other. Wow, shit is just crazy. Because I'm trying to get the picture to the people. Because when I interviewed Max, that shit to come up DVD, that was like fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And Max went on. When I interviewed Max B, nobody wanted to interview him because of the conflict that he had with Jim Jones.
Everybody was scared.
They were scared to fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? But I saw the talent. I was like, yo, this dude is nice, you know what I'm saying? And then who knew he had all that fucking charisma? Then after our interview, everybody wanted to shove a camera in his face because they wanted that same shit. But he already gave it up so crazy in my interview. Y'all can never duplicate that, you know what I'm saying? And it was just the talent, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knew that he would be so charismatic on that, you know, she loved me, she loved, like, that shit is memes right now, all over motherfucking Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
That wave.
I asked him in an interview, I said, how would, because remember, it's two interviews.
Yeah.
People don't know, it's two. It's one in the studio and then one when we was on the street. The first one, I asked him, how would you describe your sound? And he said, my shit wavy. And I was like, fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And from there on, that shit is wavy.
Everybody running with the wave now. Everybody wave this and wave that.
When Kanye was going to name his shit that, did you look at that as homage, or was you like, nah, you not wavy?
I mean, I wasn't wavy because he wasn't wavy. And it's, and it's crazy because at that same time, that's when I met up with Wiz. Mm. And he just showed me love straight from the jump.
And Wiz definitely defended Max to the fullest, put his, you know, his career and everything on the line to defend Max, which I thought was dope.
He definitely did that.
What's all your information, like, how could people, because, you know, you kind of disappeared. I ain't know what the fuck happened.
Nah, I'm still out here working. You know, I got the Instagram, Alpac_Gangrene, Facebook, Alpac Gotti, Twitter, Alpac_Gangrene. I'm still out here, people, still got music out there. But that Taylor Wave that's about to drop, that's going to have everybody come back and pay attention. I guarantee that.
So, is Max still on paperwork with anybody?
Nah, he's a free agent.
Mm, so he could come home and go anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Where you see Max fitting at right now?
Shit. I don't know, man. Yeah. You gotta go to that West Coast.
Oh, you think he's gonna go to the West?
You gotta go to that West. You get need a new atmosphere, new environment, you know, get that new energy, man. Go out there and work, man.
I just wanna hear them hooks. Is it unreleased Max B music?
I mean, I think I got the last hook, and I've been holding on to that for a while.
They not getting that, man.
Yeah. I'm holding on to that. But that's going to be out soon and all that.
So all the music that he had is basically out, right?
Yeah.
Everything's out.
Yeah, basically everything he did, that's just out.
The feature that French got with him, is that old or is that new? How did they do that, or do you know?
I think that's an old verse.
Mm.
But it sounds like that's something they did over the phone. They just cleaned it up.
How the fuck do you record over the phone? Is it a beat or something?
You just go with flow, and they match the beat with your flow.
Yeah, because Max got a flow that's crazy that you could definitely chop it up. Alpac, what does Alpac mean?
I'm a heavy Tupac fan.
Oh. So, you know what? Because I thought it was short for Al Pacino for a second.
Nah,
that's what I thought.
Pac.
Oh, Al Pac. All right, yeah, so now
grew up off Pac. And I'm
both
from,
of y'all.
Who, me?
No,
yeah,
Max.
Yeah,
his
me
name
and Max.
Is Big, yeah, yeah. Bigavelli. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm from Harlem. I'm 4 years from Lenox. You know, Cam, Mace. When Mace first came out with Bad Boy and all that, I used to always run down on him. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, Pac gonna ride on you too.
Oh, word.
he just started calling me Lil Al Pac, and it stuck from then.
So you was a, when the East Coast, West Coast shit was going on.
Yeah, I was
on.
A West Coast. I was
he
a
said,
death row.
He was death row?
Death row, yeah.
You said Max got to go to the West. What's the difference between over there and over here? Because I haven't been there in so long. What's the difference?
I mean, the West is just that vibe. It's like that atmosphere and all that. Like, you... good air, beautiful women out there. The weather's always nice. The chronic. And you make hit records.
Yeah. Who you feeling right now from the West?
I mean, I'm a music nigga. I fuck with Kendrick, Schoolboy Q, Game, YG, Nipsey Hussle.
My favorite artist. I did Nipsey Hussle first interview on the East Coast too. My favorite artist from the West Coast is going to surprise a lot of people is J-Rock.
Yeah, I fuck with J-Rock. J-Rock hard.
J-Rock hard.
He hard.
Body. Yeah.
He hard.
I don't think he get that.
Nah, he don't get that proper.
But J-Rock is dope. I fuck with J-Rock. I was
heavily influenced by that West Coast music.
And of course, I like Mitchie Slick and people like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Mitchie Slick. I fuck with another group that a lot of people don't know called Self Scientific. That's Chase Infinite and DJ Khalil is the producer and shit. But I fuck with, like, back in the days coming up, man, I fucked with that West Coast shit, man. It was just something about that shit. Like, Above the Law, Black Superman. Yeah. That shit's fucking retarded, man.
Straight Out of Compton, niggas for life.
So you was in Harlem. You got Cam here. You got Mace here. Mace,
Big L, Herb McGruff.
You from that exact block?
Yeah. Oh, 140th, shit. 140th. Wow. They from 39th.
The Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Wow. Rest in peace, Big L.
Yeah, rest in peace, L.
So when because Harlem was off the scene for a little while, when that reemergence came back to Harlem, was you like, oh shit, like, you know, it was my time.
With Cam and them?
Yeah.
See, at that time.
Well, with Mace first.
I wasn't really thinking. I was in the streets at that
time. Okay, yeah.
And then when Cam and them Dipset started popping, I was up north. When I was up north, I came home like, yeah, I'm doing the music thing. Mm. Everybody kept telling me about this kid, Max B. I'm like, I don't know no Max B.
Come
home, see, it's my nigga Charlie.
So that's crazy. Cause what was some of Max rap name before he was Max B? Do you know?
It was Charlie Rambo.
Charlie Rambo. How tall is Max? Max like 5 feet tall or some shit like
that.
Nah,
we're around the same height. Okay. 5'8".
Yeah. Max is like. Yeah, Max is hilarious.
Yeah, he's short and all that.
His laugh is fucking hilarious and shit like that.
Yeah, man.
So he was rapping before you then?
Yeah, you could say that.
And then when you came home, what made y'all click? Because you could have went Dipset, you could have went Harlem World with Mace, you could have went different ways. What made you go with Max?
I mean, because when he came home, when he got bailed out the first time, I was on the block hustling.
Uh-huh.
And he came, he was like, yo, as soon as I get situated, I got you. I'm like, yeah, I heard all that shit before.
Yeah.
But then he kept his word, kept getting me, taking me to the studio with him and Jim. Just kept his word.
And I wanted to ask you, shout out to Dame Grease. Do you think Dame Grease get the recognition he deserves?
Hell no.
Because he's really like,
Greasy, one of the dopest producers.
Yo, he I never slept on Grease. Grease is dope, but when he did the think it's Take Your Breath Away for Max B, I was like, yo, you did that shit? That song, yo, I think that's my favorite Max B song. Because I just wasn't expecting no shit like that. It's called Take Your Breath Away, is that what it's called? Look up Max B, Take Your Breath Away. Retarded record.
Nah, Greasy like sick with the beats. He got a couple joints on that Taylor Wave.
Oh, that's dope. Shout out to Dame Grease, man. One of the unsung producers who don't get the credit that he deserved. But when you think DMX, you think a lot of people. You should think Dame Grease first.
Mary.
Yeah, you should think Get At Me Hits. Dog. Mm-hmm. That's Dame Grease. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's Dame Grease and shit. So you say Max should go to the West Coast. So that's where Wiz is at right now. He's staying in the West.
Yeah, in Cali.
Okay. I think y'all want to go to Cali for that weed.
Yeah, that too. That the women. Yeah, but it's the you know, it's the atmosphere for a nigga to work at, man. And then they go out there and make that good music.
Let me ask you something, with the situation like Max, when you're in the music industry and you're becoming popular, but you don't have the money that people think you have, but you have the popularity. Does sometimes it force you to start doing shit that you had no business doing? Because people will say, yo, Max B was stupid. Yo, how could you do that? You just situate. Explain what happens in this, a situation with
Max. Everybody, they think that they see all these videos and DVDs, so they think nigga be up and all that, but they don't know. Nigga be going through it and all that. So we all from the streets. We got that mentality. We got kids and all that. We're going to do what we got to do to eat and feed our family.
And could you clarify, at one point it was a rumor they was trying to say Max told on somebody. He was snitching and all that. Clarify that.
I don't understand how you told and you still get 75 years. That's the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, because most of the time when you tell, you're going to get like 5 years or some shit.
You're going to get major time and shit. He would have been home by now.
Was there a snitch in the situation, though? Did somebody tell?
Yeah, Gina.
So it's public record that everybody know who told, right?
Okay. Chip.
Okay. And who else? Is somebody else that got locked up with Max?
Yeah, my nigga Pooh Sims, Fremont guy Pooh Sims and all that. You know, he's from Uptown. That's Max's brother.
So where's, and Max is still, did they ship him somewhere or he's
He's still in Jersey.
How does that, because Jersey shit different, right?
Yeah, Jersey shit totally different.
And I heard that town where he got locked up, they don't play.
Yeah, Bergen County, they don't play that.
That shit is crazy. So what's Max's official? Does he have an official Twitter or Instagram?
I mean, his Twitter is the Max Big Valley.
Okay.
You know, the verified joint. That's all I know of.
Okay. So any grams or anything?
That's not him.
That's a fan or something like that. One more question I wanted to ask you. The Taylor Wave is coming. Do you have any unreleased, anything out there that they could, because they might see, like, I heard his name, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, you go on Spinnerella, you know, I got that Men's from London 4 out, hosted by DJ Molderman. Just dropped a project called Amigo Wave with my niggas Amigo Money from North Carolina. You know, I'm still working. I got a lot of music out there. Just gotta go do your research.
Alpac.
Exactly.
And I thought it was for Pacino. That shit is for Tupac. Ain't that some shit? Tupac really, you know, Tupac from Harlem too, though.
Yeah,
you
know I know. A lot of people don't know. That's why I say the greatest come from Harlem, man.
Yeah, I say the greatest come from Brooklyn, though. So, you know, we gonna fight that one.
Some would say Big was the best. I say it's a toss up.
Yeah. Nah, but regardless, they come from New York.
Yeah, exactly. And wild, man.
So, the Taylor Wave coming. How could the fans support you right now?
I mean, you know, hit me up on social media. Talk to me. You know, let's hit me up for them features. Promoters, hit me up for them shows. I come to your town.
Whatever.
DJs, hit me up. Got this music for you. Just holler at me, man. I ain't hard to find.
Cause I wanted to know when Max was out. Y'all was riding so high. When he finally went in, did a lot of people start fronting, like niggas switched up on you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when he come back, you ain't gonna forget some of
that. Nah, I ain't fucking with nobody. He wasn't around me all this time and come around me now.
Yeah. That's crazy. So we say in a year and a half for Max B.
Yeah, year and a half too.
So we say
good behavior.
Two summers.
Yeah.
2 summers Max B.
That Taylor Wave won't be out.
Before he come out.
Yeah.
Before he come out. So you
Taylor Wave, just me, Wiz. Got Chevy Woods on it. Got Tukey. But basically just me and Wiz just zoning out.
So you still a free agent or you looking to go to Taylor Gang or whoever?
No, I'm fucking with Taylor Gang and all that. Dope. I'm fucking with Taylor Gang.
Dope. Shout out to Wiz, man. He seemed like he really loved Max.
Yeah, Wiz, he official, dude. I ride for him. Same way I ride for Max.
So it was never an option for you to be a coke boy or?
Nah, cause he don't, dude ain't, you gotta be, he ain't a real nigga in my eyes.
Wow.
So I can't, if you ain't looking out for your people, which makes you think you're gonna look out for me.
So the whole coke wave and all that shit, what was that about?
I mean, that's basically just Max and French joint. Okay. That was their project.
And then, but I'm just talking about after the fact, I thought that would have kept going with you and Mac.
Everybody did, because the chemistry was there, you know, niggas making hits. But I still fuck with them niggas. Shout out my nigga, Coke Boy Cheese and Droop Pop and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's right. Anything else you want to tell the people before we go?
Man, just hit me up, man. Hit me up on social media, man. I talk to the people, man. Talk to the fans. Let's work.
Alpac_Gang Green.
Exactly. Put the E at the end of the green.
Yeah. What that E stand for? Something special or just...
Just Gang Green. Gang Green, we getting money, baby.
That's what it is. And it's dope that you was able to see Jim Jones and there wasn't no problems or nothing like that.
I mean, but a lot of people don't know, like, before, we just doing all that rivalry. Like, me and Jim used to be cool.
Oh, wow.
We used to come to the block with Cam.
I keep forgetting that's the same block. Wow, yeah. So I'm going to put you, last question, I'm going to put you on the spot. Big L, Cameron, Mace, yourself, Max, McGruff, who's the best rapper from Harlem?
Big L, hands down.
Oh, shit. Big Al, Big rest Al, in
hands
peace.
Down. R.I.P. My nigga Al, man.
He gave it to Coley.
Yeah, man. Al Coley.
That's what's
I
up.
I remember ciphers of him on the block.
He was serving niggas?
Nah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, everybody rap first. Be like, you finished? All right, I'm about to go.
Wow, that's dope. But ain't it crazy how you get to witness what you don't know was going to be historical? Yeah. You just don't even know that shit. Yeah. And then years later, you know, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? But nobody can argue with that if you say Big Al. If you say any of them, nobody can really argue because...
See, Al, he just had that... Think about Al. He was way ahead of his time.
Well, let me ask you one more question about some Harlem shit. What's up with y'all and this fly shit, man? Like, niggas from Harlem, as soon as they meet you, they look you up and down and see what the fuck you got on. What the fuck is that all about?
They like to be fly for the bitches, man. Like to fuck with the bitches, man.
Niggas from Harlem will just look at you like, yo, what the fuck you got on?
Now you gotta look good for females, man.
And this the last one. How many people wanted to sign Max but couldn't?
I mean, it was a couple people. You know, 50 was signing at him. Ross.
Oh, word? Wow.
Yeah, all that before he went to the can. Mayweather.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple people wanted to holler at him.
While he was fighting the case?
Yeah.
So it was all based on if he didn't...
Nah, see what it was? He was still under that bullshit contract with Jim.
Okay.
So that's what it was. That's why nobody really fucked with him. That's why he put out so many mixtapes.
Oh, got you. In the Amalgam Digital situation, could you address that? How did that sour? Did that go wrong?
Nah, it ain't go wrong. I mean, they put out Max album, but they ain't really, like, they ain't promote that name right. And by the time they put it out, like, most of the songs just leaked already.
All right, so that's what it is. And the dude who was doing all the film work, what's his name? Mazar or something like
that? Yeah, Mazar.
Mazar, he still got unreleased Max shit or he put everything out?
Nah, he put everything out.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, so how could people, well, I guess we'll get Max information if they want to write him and put it in the description or something like that. And you was telling me it's some new shit like
the J-Pal, PayPal. No.
The PayPal for jails, basically?
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
you
if y'all want...
write them. You get that shit right on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That shit crazy. So, if you want to support Max B, definitely support him. This is his dude right here. Like, I know that for
man,
a fact.
Free Big Val, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Make sure you follow him on social network. His Instagram is
Alpac_gangrene. Hit me on Twitter, Alpac_gangrene. No, let's do it. Let's work. I'm still here. The wave's still here, man.
And it's about to get wavier.
Exactly.
And when the Taylor wave come out. And what's up with Mac Mustard?
Nah, Mac, he's still in the loop. That's still my guy. He on deck. We're going to come back full force.
That's what it
is. Hit niggas like a Mack truck.
All right, so that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds, Al Pac. Thank you for coming through.
You're all right.
If anybody want to rebut this or say whatever, he'll be back.
Holla at me, man.
Yeah. That's what it is. We out of here. Peace.
No, I fell back from that rivalry, but I still got it in me.
Yeah. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.